SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump today at a Make America Great Again rally in the nation's capital.
Once and for all, we're going to end the reign of a failed and corrupt political establishment in Washington, a failed administration. We're not going to take it anymore.
Earlier in the day, Mr. Trump attended a solemn ceremony laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Three Israeli hostages have been released in the first test of that ceasefire with Hamas, but spokesman David Mencher says Israel will return to fighting if necessary.
Both President Trump and President Biden have given full backing to Israel's right to return to the fighting if Israel reaches the conclusion that the second stage of negotiations are ineffectual. Israel's government does, of course, want all stages to come into effect.
Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Julie Walker on why some homes were left standing in California.
Why are lone homes left standing after the fires? It's not entirely luck. Photos and videos of burned buildings in Los Angeles versus those still standing have been all over. Many experts stress luck is a major factor in burning. Wind can make a split-second 180-degree turn and head to someone else's house, taking that fire with it. But builders and architects stress modern techniques and materials dramatically reduce fire risk. Stucco, a cement material, is a common exterior for Southern California homes, and it's fire resistant. Double pane windows slow heat coming from the burning building next door, and simpler roof lines can allow red hot embers to slide off. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. No doubt about it, most parents want transgenderism out of their kids' schools.
A new poll conducted by CRC Research finds that more than 75% of moms and dads do not want the schools promoting the transgender lifestyle in class. Since the country is about evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, that means a significant number of Democratic parents are not on board with the transgender agenda, which may, in part, explain what happened on Election Day. Several other polls have yielded similar results. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates passing resolutions enshrining abortion and gay marriage in a critical step for Democrats hoping to amend the state's constitution next year. The Democratic-led House advanced that proposed constitutional amendments while sister resolutions work their way right now through the state Senate. This is SRN News. The recent theft of more than $100,000 worth of racing pigeons in Belgium has the sport on alert.
Racing pigeons have become big business. The most expensive bird to come out of the top pigeon racing nation in the world fetched $1.65 million a few years ago. No wonder the sport is grappling with an unprecedented spree of unsolved pigeon pilfering. And it's also no surprise owners protect their prize birds with laser detectors, alarms and cameras. Pascal Baudoguer, the head of the Belgian Pigeon Racing Federation, believes they are used for breeding in Eastern Bloc countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
Fire ripping through two dozen tents at a massive Hindu festival in Northern Ireland. Officials say there have been numerous injuries, but no reports of any fatalities. More details at SRNNews.com.